This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the transition week to deep winter, the fifth week of the natural year. Not long ago, I was looking back over my daybook, and I read what I'd written for December 19th. On that day in 1988, I wrote the following. I was walking in the park. A hard southwest wind was moaning and warm. Geese were flying back and forth. Broken stratus clouds were tousled white and gray, low and fast. Sparrows were swarming in the aster seeds. Then I almost stumbled over two people, naked, making love in the dead goldenrod. I saw clothes, coats thrown across the field, knees akimbo. The couple paid no attention, and I turned quickly away, walked on, somehow renewed, more optimistic than I'd been before. And here's what I wrote on December 19th of 2008, 20 years later. Looking back over the daybook journal, I wonder what happened to the couple I discovered in the field on this day 20 years ago. Do they remember the day like I do? Did they get married and have children? Are they happy? Has their ritual been as durable as mine? December voyeur that I am, I want everything that I observe to be connected to something else, to hold some kind of significance. I want to know how things will turn out and what will happen. But maybe it's easier than that. Meaning maybe is simple. What you see is what you get. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of deep winter. In the meantime, let me know if you were the ones I saw, and if you're happy.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.